Praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank God for you tonight. The word declares that my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from evil ways. They will hear from heaven and I will heal the land. So we thank God that we are on purpose tonight. Intercessor, we pray. We thank God in the gospel in the book of Isaiah, he said, I looked and I searched for one to stand in the gap. I looked for an intercessor. I looked for somebody who would pray. I looked for somebody that understood the power of prayer and the prayer of faith. So we thank God for you tonight as you have called in and those who will call in throughout the night. We thank God for you as we are here to pray. Amen. Very quickly, I'm not going to stay here long, but I want to just read a couple of verses of scripture. 1 Kings 18, and we're going to go right into prayer tonight. 1 Kings chapter 18, verse number 21. And Elijah came unto all the people and said, how long halt you between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. Then said Elijah unto the people, I, even I, only remain a prophet of the Lord. But Baal's prophets are 450 men. Let them therefore give us two bullocks, and let them choose one bullock for themselves, and cut it into pieces, and lay it on the wood, and put no fire under it, and I will dress the other. And lay it on the wood, and put no fire under it. Verse 24. And call you on the name of your gods, and I will call on the name of the Lord Jesus. And God that answered by fire, let him be God. And all the people answered and said, it is well spoken. Verse 36, and we'll stop. And it came to pass at the time of the offering and the sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, let it be known this day you are God of Israel and that I am your servant, and that I have done all these things according to your word. As we pray tonight, we are about to call on the name of the Lord Jesus. The prophet Elijah said, call on your gods, G-O-D-S, plural, and I will call on the name of the Lord Jesus. We came tonight to call on the name of the Lord. Jeremiah 29:11, seek and search for me with all your heart, you will find me. You shall call unto me, pray to me, and I will hear you. Psalm 91:15, he shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him, and I will honor him. Isaiah 55:6, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. And I said, God, why was Elijah so powerful? Elijah so powerful. God gave me two words, praying and obeying. He was a man who prayed, and he was a man who obeyed. Remember, he prayed, and heaven shut up for 3 years of rain. He obeyed God and let a widow and a raven and a brook sustain him for a season. Glory be to God. He was the one, Elijah, who mentored Elisha. He was the one taken up in a chariot of fire, not seeing a natural death like Enoch. And I believe if you keep reading in chapter number 19, when Elijah prayed and prayed and prayed, and he said, I hear the sound of the abundance of rain. And he just kept praying until something happened. Sometimes we have to push. Pray until something happened. P-U-S-H. So I thank God for you who call in every Tuesday. Pastor Rebecca and I, the New Creation Church family, we understand the need of prayer. People are looking at these hurricanes which are whirling all around the nation, and we've seen the power of prayer take the worst of hurricanes from a Category 5 all the way down to a Category 1. The people of God have been praying. Even as Puerto Rico and other places are preparing, we must pray, people of God. He said, call on the name of the Lord, and I will answer you. The God who was the right God answered with fire. But I'm going to say this, and then we're going to pray. Number one, he said, God, show them who you are. This is what he prayed. Let it be known that you are the God of Israel. Number two, he prayed this. Let them know that I'm your servant. I'm a man of God. I'm a woman of God. And number three, God, I'm doing this at your word. I'm following instructions. Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to obey your word. God, you speak to all of your children. Hallelujah. You speak to all of us in the name of Jesus. And you say, your sheep, Jesus, know your voice. So we thank God that God is always speaking. We thank God that God is always talking. We thank God that he's always instructing and guiding and allowing us in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, to grow and develop and to mature in the things of God. But Lord, we know that you are the sovereign God. We know that we are your man and woman's servant. We came tonight praying for our families. We came tonight praying, Lord, that although they said this hurricane has the potential of being destructive, we bind that up right now in the name of Jesus. And Elijah spoke to the weather. Glory be to God. You said, greater works will we do. Elijah shut up heaven from rain. And then he prayed again and it rained. Glory be to God. So, Lord, our words have power. Our words have authority. You said our words can speak to the weather. And right now, concerning Hurricane Jose and Hurricane Maria, glory be to God. Lord, have mercy on the country of Puerto Rico. Have mercy on the Caribbean nations, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, God, even right here in the New York, New Jersey area, as we see some of the effects. Hurricane Jose right here. Oh, it's windy where I am. It's raining right now as I speak. But God, we thank you in the name of Jesus. As you said to the wind and the waves, peace be still. Koro oshata. Ra kere ekobo. Ha shele ekaba akeko. Para akere eshelo okaba. Oh, glory be to God on tonight. God, you said, call on the name of the Lord. We're calling on you for our families. We're calling on the name of Jesus, hallelujah, for our U.S. government. We're calling on the name of Jesus for the churches, the universal church, the body of Christ at large. We're calling on the name of Jesus for the unsaved soul tonight. We're calling on the name of Jesus, Emmanuel, God being with us. We're calling on that name, which is above every name. Every knee will bow. Every tongue will confess Jesus is Lord. So, Lord, have mercy on the family. Have mercy on marriages. Have mercy on that single parent, that mom or that dad. Have mercy on that frustrated child in the name of Jesus. Have mercy on our college kids that the tuition will be paid miraculously. Have mercy, Lord, in the name of Jesus, those who are pursuing goals, dreams, and aspirations. Have mercy, glory be to God, in the name of Jesus, on our churches. In the mighty name of Jesus, we plead the blood over every family tonight. We plead the blood of Jesus. We bind up, I said, devil, we bind up cancer tonight. We bind up heart disease tonight. We bind up, in the name of Jesus, high and low blood pressure situations. We bind up arthritis and chronic headaches and chronic diseases, in the name of Jesus. We bind up glaucoma and cataract disease. We bind up, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, have your way. Even high cholesterol, blood disorders, we bind it up in the name of Jesus. Migraine, headaches, and body aches, we bind it up. Every sickness, glory be to God, stage one, stage two, diabetic, we bind that spirit up, the spirit of sickness, the spirit of disease and infirmity, we bind it up tonight, and we take authority in the name of Jesus. So Lord, these bodies, you decreed and declared they're the temple of the living God. You said our bodies, Lord, belong to you. We were purchased, we were bought with a price, the shed blood of Jesus. Without the shedding of blood, there can be no forgiveness of sins. So God, we thank you for salvation. We thank you for Calvary. We thank you for Gethsemane. We thank you that 3 days the grave held him. But on the third day, he rose with all power in his hand. And right now, tonight, the blood of Jesus will never, ever lose its power. The blood of Jesus over every family, over every situation, over every circumstance on tonight. The blood of Jesus on that one unemployed, that one underpaid, that one who is discouraged. We plead the blood. I feel you, Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Pastor, continue to pray, but there's a peace that surpasses all understanding tonight. Philippians, be anxious for nothing, but by prayer and supplications, make your requests be known to God. And the God of peace will give you that peace which surpasses all understanding. So if you're in a storm tonight, God's going to give you peace. If you've been having insomnia and hard to sleep, restless nights, God is going to give you peace. If you've been worried or stressed, God is going to give you peace. As we continue to pray, God, we thank you and we praise you in advance for the peace of the Lord being our portion on tonight in the name of Jesus.
Amen. And Lord, we praise your name. We magnify your name. You are worthy to be praised. God, we just thank you, Father God, for this day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. God, we thank you, Lord, for life and life more abundantly, God. Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, God, for just being God all by yourself. Yes. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For Father God, watching over, Father God, the land, oh God. Father God, we pray, Father God, for those in Mexico, oh God. In the name of Jesus, yes. Father God, Lord, comfort those, Father God, who have lost loved ones, oh God. And Father God, we just ask, Father God, that you will heal those who were injured, oh God. And Lord, that, Father God, like my husband said, that you will, Father God, just quiet the storm, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we love you and we bless your name. We worship you. We exalt you, oh God. We lift your name on high. You alone are worthy, God. You are worthy to be praised, and we give you the glory, God. And yet, Father God, even though the storms are raging, Father God, and so much is going on, Lord, we, Father God, will continue to praise you, God. We will continue to, Father God, exalt your name. We will continue, Father God, to worship you, oh yes. God. Lord, we ask, Father God, that you would touch those in Puerto Rico on tonight, God. Even our dear Sister Carmen's family, oh God. Lord, keep them safe, Sister Maria's family, God. Keep them safe from all hurt, harm, and danger, oh God. Lord, we ask, Father God, that you put a hedge of protection around them, oh God. That you, Father God, just, Father God, give them a safe place, oh God. Keep their home safe. Keep their family safe, God. Keep their, Father God, their possessions safe, God. In the name of Jesus, let this storm, Father God, continue to pass over, Father God. Even the area of Puerto Rico, let this storm abate, oh God. We call for the calming of the winds and the calming of the seas right now in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, continue to have your way, God. We bless your name. We pray for Yari on tonight, God. We pray for Sister Yari on tonight, God, even as she's battling her own personal battle, oh God. We, Father God, thank you, Father God, for supernatural healing over her life, God. Father God, let her not have side effects from the medicines, Father God. Let her, Father God, let the pain, Father God, go away, Father God. Take away the pain. Take away, Father God, the disease from her body, God. In the name of Jesus, every disease cell, we call it to be normal in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, continue to have your way. Let your will be done. Give Yari peace. Bring her up in the emotional realm. Father God, give her that peace that surpasses all understanding. That my husband talked about, God. Lord, we just thank you because we know that you are able to do all things. Nothing is impossible for you, God. So, Lord, we are asking for miracles. We are asking for signs. We are asking for wonders, oh God. We are asking, Father God, for you to show your miraculous power, oh God, in the lives of those who are believing you for breakthrough, God. Let there be a boom, my God, in their lives, still believing you, God, for the boom, still believing you for the breakthrough, still believing you for the opportunities to open doors, the manifestation of your power. So, Lord, even with this crazy weather, Father God, we just ask, Father God, that you do it. You are in control. You are Alpha and Omega. You are the beginning and the end. You are the sovereign God. All providence is in your hands. So, Lord, we come to you. We come to you in prayer, knowing that, Father God, as we pray according to your will, that you hear our prayers. And that you would give us those things for which we are praying. And we pray for Brianna, oh God, on tonight, God, that you would touch her young heart, that you would continue to minister to her, that you would continue to show yourself mighty in her life, that you would, Father God, just, Father God, begin to equip her and grow her up in the things pertaining to your gospel. Lord, we know that you have a great plan for that young girl. And, Father God, we know that you are faithful to complete the work that you have already begun in her life. So, Lord, we give Brianna to you on tonight, God, and we just thank you in advance for what you're doing in her young life. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you for my mother, Mother Mae Thomas, God. I thank you, Lord, for keeping her through the storm as Irma passed through Florida. I thank you, Lord, that she was a few days without electricity, that you kept her, and you kept her food from going bad, even in the freezer, in the garage, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for restored power, oh God. And for my sister Renee and her family, God, you are faithful. Great. Thank you for Sister Miriam and her family, God, that you are faithful, that you kept them, even in the middle of the storm. So, Lord, we thank you. We praise you. We thank you for Sister Rita and her family, God. Have your way in their lives. Continue to bless. Continue to keep. Continue to encourage. Continue to empower. Continue to show yourself mighty in their lives. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for this prayer line on tonight. We pray for New Creation Christian Ministries, the church, the local assembly, God. Lord, we pray for every need to be met, God. We pray for, Father God, the sowers to come. We pray, Father God, for the laborers. Yes. We said, pray for the laborers. Jesus. Pray to the Lord of the harvest. Amen, and pray for the laborers. So, Lord, we pray for the laborers on tonight, God. that you were sending those who will hold up our arms along with those who are already there, because we have faithful members, oh God, faithful daughters and sons in the gospel, God. So we pray, Father God, for the laborers, those who will come in, Father God, and do the work. We pray, Father God, for the sowers, oh God, those who will sow into the work, those who will partner with us financially, oh God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for an overflow of monies coming into the ministry, God. We thank you, Lord, for the musician, oh God, the musicians coming in, and that their stipend is met, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for pastor's salaries, oh God, the salaries for both Pastor Anthony and myself, God. We thank you, Lord, Father God, for this new thing, this shifting in the ministry, God, that people will come in and as they are blessed spiritually, God, that they will sow naturally, oh God, into this ministry, God. Those, Father God, that will come into the church, those who will partner with us on this prayer line, God, we thank you and we praise you in advance, oh God, for the army that you are raising up, oh God, called New Creation Christian Ministries. Save souls, change lives, God. Set the captives free, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Heal the sick, open the eyes of the blind, God, in the name of Jesus. Manifest your signs, your wonders, your miracles, oh God. Bring in the worshipers, those who will worship you in spirit and in truth. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you tonight, God. You are mighty God. You are an awesome God. We pray for every child on that's represented on this line. We pray for every parent. My God, give the parents, Father God, patience. Give them strength. Give them, Father God, oh, my God, faith to endure, my God, faith to believe until manifestation comes, even in the lives of their children, adult children and minor children, God. We break off every curse, and generational curse, been broken by the blood, and we plead the blood of Jesus over every life, and we declare the decree. My God, hallelujah, that families will come together and sons, the hearts of the sons will be turned towards their fathers and the hearts of the fathers towards their children. And God, we thank you for blended families blending. My God, we thank you for blended families blending and for marriages, God, my God, coming together, oh God. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, how for kingdom marriages, oh God, the husbands will cherish their wives and wives will respect their husbands, oh God. Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for lines of communication being opened up and romance being rekindled, oh God. And Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for marriages that will bring you glory in the earth realm, oh God. And we break every hindrance over every marriage and we declare restoration, my God, supernatural restoration in every marriage, healing, deliverance, forgiveness, breakthrough, and a rekindled love in every marriage. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 To God be the glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
To God be the glory. Marriage is honorable by all, the word says, Pastor.
Yes.
And the marriage bed undefiled. We thank God for every marriage, every person that wants to be married. Amen. To God be the glory. God honors the institution of marriage. We're going to start taking calls. If you press 1 on your phone tonight, again, we are praying until the 8:30 hour. Press 1 on your phone, and we will get to every caller tonight. We're going to take callers at this moment, praise reports, testimonials, prayer requests. Pastor, who is this first caller tonight in the name of Jesus?
832.
God bless you tonight. 832. God bless.
Oh, God bless you, Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony. This is Elaine. I was calling. I'm first in line today.
Amen.
I was just calling. I had some prayers up to the Lord regarding a church, and then also prayer. A wasp stung me whenever I was outside and doing some gardening this weekend. It seems to be swelling more, but just prayer for that. Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we just thank you, Father God, for your daughter, our sister Elaine, oh God. We thank you for her life, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for her heart, oh God. Even as she continues, Father God, to seek a church, oh God, and she's coming to you, oh God, for seeking direction, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, we thank you for ordering her steps, oh God, and not making it laborsome or burdensome, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for leading her and directing her, Father God, in the direction that she should go, Lord. Continue, Father God, to, Father God, just give her a spirit of discernment, Father God, Lord, on what house you will have her to be a part of, God. Give her a word ministry, Father God, people who know you, Father God, a pastor who knows you, who loves you, Father God, who puts you first, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Send her to a place, oh God. We pray, Father God, right now that you will send her to a place, Father God, where her gifts could be stirred up, where her gifts could be utilized, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, where she could roll up her sleeves.
Yes.
And be a blessing to the house, oh God, in the name of Jesus, where she could grow, where she could be, Father God, nourished and, Father God, my God, hallelujah. So, Lord, we just thank you, where she could, Father God, see herself, Father God, advancing the kingdom of God along
yes.
with the vision of that set house. So we thank you and we praise you, Father God, for what you're doing in her life, that you're sending her, Father God, out, Father God, and that you will guide and direct her footsteps to where you will have her to go. And, Lord, we pray right now, Father God, even as pertaining to the stubs, the sting of the wasp,
yes.
My God,
yes.
hallelujah, that you will, Father God, manifest healing, even as the swelling, Father God, has gotten a little bit bigger, Father God. We pray, Father God, right now for manifesting healing in that area. We've come against infection. We bind up any plan of the enemy, Father God, to bring anything unusual into that area. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for divine manifestation in her life. And that's what I'm hearing from God. I'm hearing divine manifestation. So many prayers have been going off, and God has released so much prophecy, and his word has come to you, and some of the things have begun to manifest. And God says, this is a season of seeing. This is the season of seeing for you, where you are going to begin to see some of the things that he has said pertaining to your life. So God says, I need you to journal. I don't know if you're journaling, if you're writing down what God has spoken to you, because not only is God speaking to you through this prayer line and through the prophets, but God is also speaking to you personally in your private time with him. And God says, continue to journal and write down, write it down, write it down, write the vision,
yes.
make it plain, make it clear. Don't have it just circling the atmosphere. God says, I want you to make it concrete, just like I wrote
yes.
the Ten Commandments. You write it down. And God says, begin to meditate on it and begin to pray over what I have spoken over your life. God says, this is a season for you to labor, you're going into labor. My God, this is a season for you to labor in prayer, because this is the season for birthing, where you will see what I said the Lord, hallelujah. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, Father God, for the swelling. Oh, God, my God, and that's what the swelling is, the spiritual pregnancy of the swelling, that you're pregnant with so much purpose and so much prophecy and so many words that have been spoken, and the deliverance is coming. My God, hallelujah. So, Lord, we just thank you, Father God. The swelling, for showing her the swelling, even through the pain. It came through much pain, even with the sting, God. But we thank you, Lord, for the birthing that's about to take place. In Jesus' mighty name, we cover her with the blood of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Amen.
Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Sorry. Speaking, I saw you, I envisioned you in a ministry. The love in that church that you're about to soon be part of is going to be evident. is going to be so obvious. The love that the people have for one another is going to be on display. But the another thing that's going to help you to make your choice, you're going to actually feel the anointing. You're going to feel God in this particular building. And God is going to give you a knowing as you continue to visit, as you continue to search for pastors and shepherds that will watch over your soul. You're going to see the love on display. The love in this church is really going to get your attention. But you are going to feel the anointing in that building. And God is going to, amen, show you what body of Christ you're going to have as your church family. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. God
amen.
Bless
you. God bless.
God bless.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We thank God for her tonight in the name of Jesus. To God be the glory.
Amen. We're going to take this next caller. Area code is another area code.
832. God bless you tonight. Hello?
Hello?
Area. Yes.
Hi.
Hey, hello. How are you?
I'm fine, you.
Oh, we're fine. Did you have a prayer request tonight?
Yes, I would like to receive a prayer for my family. We are going through a lot, especially financial problems and also decision that we need to make so we can move from here to Africa, or we need to stay here because I feel in my spirit that I'm not ready to go there spiritually. But I just want to hear from the Lord to see if it's the time for us to move back to Africa.
Amen. To God be the glory. We're going to lift that up before the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this woman of God, Lord. She is seeking your face in the area of discernment, God. We thank you for godly wisdom right now being her portion. Father God, we thank you that the Holy Spirit will guide, the counselor will guide, the comforter will guide, the teacher will show in the mighty name of Jesus. So God, it is a huge decision that she is facing, and we thank you for the family. We thank you for the loved ones. We thank you for every part that is involved in such a major move. So God, she is asking humbly in the name of Jesus. She is seeking your hand and seeking your face and seeking, God, your knowledge in the name of Jesus. Even as she has, Father God, has verbalized, Lord, that she don't know if it's the timing is right or the moment is right, God, we know that the Kairos moment, that set time for her to make such a major decision, Lord, she's asking right now. So we're just simply touching and agreeing with her, God, that you would give her unction in her spirit, that you would give her a knowing and a surety, God, that she know without a shadow of a doubt that it is you pushing her and guiding her in a certain direction. So God, if your spirit is saying wait, if your spirit is saying not yet, if your spirit is saying move, God, let her know in the name of Jesus. You say you will give us a sign. You say you will give us a wonder. You said sometimes in the name of Jesus, you will give us a word. So God, however you want to move in this situation, she's asking for prayer tonight. She's asking in the name of Jesus for guidance. And we believe by faith right now that it's already done.
Yes.
I feel the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
You're ordering her steps through your word. As she meditate on your word, as she read the Bible, as she pray, God, you will give her, in the name of Jesus, the answer that she's looking for. Hallelujah. So right now we speak peace to her mind. We speak peace to everyone involved in this situation. We say peace be still, God, in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus. So, Lord, we asking right now that you would be Jehovah Jireh, her provider, that you will be the protector.
Yes,
I feel the Holy Ghost. That you will be the protector of her family, her soul, her possessions, Lord, in the name of Jesus. It's a major undertaking. It will be a major transition. But God, you're the same God in Africa that you are here. You're the same God where she is that you are on this prayer line. So, Lord, we are trusting Jehovah. We are trusting God Almighty that you, Lord, will speak to her heart, speak to her mind, and speak to her spirit that she would make a right decision. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
We believe by faith that God is going to guide you. The Holy Spirit is going to lead you in the right direction. And I believe by faith is going to be a knowing in your spirit on what to do.
Amen. Even as even as Pastor was praying for you, I heard God before he began to say, "Not now and not yet." I heard God say, "Not yet." I heard God say, "Not yet." I heard God said that he's clearing a path for you. He's clearing a path for you. And then as Pastor continued to pray, I heard, wait, wait. I saw you going up some steps. And as you were going up in the steps, God was elevating you into the glory realm. God's doing some things with you spiritually because he's going to use you in Africa. You will go to Africa. God's going to use you in Africa, but he's preparing. There's a season. You're in the middle of a season of preparation where God is preparing you, and he's getting you ready. And I saw a clock, and the hands were moving, but the time was not yet. It had not come to the time for you to leave. And there's going to be an alarm going off in your spirit. When the time comes, there will be a certainty, an alarm of certainty, not urgency, but certainty that will go off in your spirit to let you know that it is the now time. And the path, listen to God, the path will be clear. Everything is going to be positioned for you to go. The finances, the passports, everything that you need is going to be positioned for you to go, and even to a position where you won't be stuck, where you'll be able to come back when you get ready to come back, when it's ready for you to come back. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
So God bless,
bless you. Thank you.
Praise God. Wow. Wow. Amen. Praise God. Wow. I felt the glory. My God, there's so much power in this woman of God. I don't even know who she is, but I feel the heat of the fire of the Lord, Pastor.
He's going to release
my
her
God
in due season. But as you said, Pastor, it won't be that resistance.
Yes.
It won't be the enemy having opportunity.
Yes.
So we thank God when God release her, it's going to be a powerful releasing of spiritual gifts. In the name of Jesus. Take another caller, Pastor. This is area code 919, ending in the number 9. God bless.
God bless you guys. Hi, Pastor Anthony and Rebecca. This is Jamila. How are you guys?
God bless you, Jamila.
God bless you, Jamila. Amen. We're doing well tonight.
Good, good. I am calling for a prayer. If you could give me a 2-part prayer. First, I'm calling for a friend of mine by the name of Sharika. She's in the hospital, and pretty much they found cancer in her throat. And so she's a little scared. And if you guys could just, lift her up in prayer. And then also the second part, if you could lift up my son, Christopher, and you can just pray for him, as the Spirit leads you.
Amen. We're going to pray for Christopher. And your friend who's hospitalized, is it Sharika?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus,
yes,
we thank you for Jamila tonight as she has brought those before the prayer line. Sharika, in the name of Jesus, if it's been diagnosed with a throat cancer situation, Lord, we believe by faith right now that you can heal that area, and it's already done in the mighty name of Jesus. By faith right now, we take authority, and you said in Psalm 107, you sent your word that they might be healed and saved from their destruction. So God, right now, give Shakira, give her peace. Oh, give her peace, God. That word has been resounding tonight, even as she says she's a little nervous about that diagnosis. And right now, God, ease her mind, ease her fears.
Yes, God.
Give her a calmness in the name of Jesus. And I thank you that the doctors will exercise wisdom and caution. We thank you for the treatment, that it will be excellent in the name of Jesus. We believe by faith right now she's in the right facility.
Yes.
She will get the right treatment.
Yes.
That God, you can, I feel the Holy Ghost. You're going to do a supernatural, miraculous healing in the name of Jesus. But we thank God for modern medicine as well.
Yes.
So God, however you choose to move forward, We believe that it's already done. She's already out of this storm. She's already come through it in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
God, as they do more tests, as they move forward, God, we believe by faith right now, even as you healed me of cancer, if it is cancerous, if it is malignant, God, we believe by faith right now that you supernaturally will do the work, that the treatments will be effective in the name of Jesus. And God, this too will get up out of her body, and she will be cancer-free and what considered a cancer survivor in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
So we take authority over that body, and we say, body, be well. We say, be healed in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We say, the blood of Jesus, hallelujah, taking authority over every bad blood cell, over every cancerous blood cell, the blood of Jesus taking authority and running through that young lady's body in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, have your way. Touch her body right now, especially that throat area, and heal in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for young Christopher. We thank you for this young man of God. We thank you for his mother, God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We've never seen the righteous forsaken, your word declares, nor their seed begging bread. So we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, the power of a praying mother.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, that you are watching over his life. We're praying in the name of Jesus that peer pressure or the wrong crowd or the wrong clique, we pray right now in the name of Jesus, will not be able to penetrate his life. God, give him good, godly friends.
Yes.
Give him, in the name of Jesus, those, Lord, that will watch over him, those that will protect and guide, those that will edify and encourage and empower him to become the man of God that you destined his life to be, in the name of Jesus. He will be that husband, that father, that son that will make his mom proud, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
So right now, we speak protection. Right now, we speak godly wisdom. God, give them, in the name of Jesus, a heart that would desire you at an early age.
Now, Lord,
oh, I feel
Lord,
God.
Lord.
Give them the desire at an early age to have discernment, to make good godly choices, to, hallelujah, stir up the gift of character and integrity at an early age. Give them the ability to stand under any kind of pressure situation in the name of Jesus. So this young man has promise.
Yes.
He has great potential.
Jesus.
He has great possibility. And it all will come to pass because it is praying mother.
My God.
So, Lord, we know he is going to prosper. We know he's going to excel academically in school, go on to college, and do great exploits with his life. So we speak a blessing over his life. And we speak prosperity over him in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
And bless Jamila, Lord. Watch over her.
Yes.
And she watch over him in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank God for you tonight. And we're believing God for a praise report. If it is throat cancer, we're believing God for a praise report.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
That God will heal her just like he healed me.
Yes, yes.
Amen.
And how old is your son?
My son is 15.
How old is he?
He's 15.
15. Okay.
Amen.
Because there's going to be God, even I thought about his school year, and God's going to give him there's going to be a turnaround in his schooling. But God's going to give him a good year this year. I see him even becoming more serious about his studies as a result of your prayers. I just saw some good things going on, even with a change. God's bringing some into his friends. My God, hallelujah. The people that are going to challenge him even the more so in his academia. And even as he prepares for these last few years of school, I just see God doing some new things in the area of his education.
Amen.
And I don't know what God is doing here, but I see some things happening, and there's some good things, it's a shift, some good changes that are taking place in the area of his education. And God, even as Pastor was praying, I saw school.
Amen.
So, Lord, we just thank you for her son in school.
High education.
And higher education,
yes.
God, even as he finishes high school, Father God, as he goes through these years of high school, that you will bless him, that you will bless his mindset, God, that you will keep the right friends around him, oh, God, that you will let him excel in his studies and set him up for college, set him up for those scholarships, oh, God. I'll let him get, Father God, let him even get a scholarship, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, so this mother doesn't have to worry about his education. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you as we continue to pray for this young man that you have good things, bright things on the horizon for him.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Make you proud. He's going to make you proud. My God.
Thank God, being God. Well, we thank God for you tonight.
Thank you.
And please keep us updated on your friend's situation.
Yes.
I will do that, definitely. Thank you, guys.
Thank
Praise
you.
God.
God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
To God be the glory.
Amen.
We got to get out of here.
Area code 678.
Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. You don't have to worry, and don't you be afraid. Joy comes in the morning, troubles they don't last always. For there's a friend in Jesus who will wipe your tears away. And if your heart is broken, just lift your hands and sing. Oh, I know that I can make it. I know that I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands. You don't have to worry, and you don't be afraid. Joy comes in the morning, troubles, they don't last always. For there's a friend in Jesus who will wipe your tears away. And if your heart is broken, just lift your hands and say, oh, I know that I can make it. I know that I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands. With Jesus I can take it. With him I know I stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in his hands. So when your tests and trials, they seem to get you down, and all your friends and loved ones are nowhere to be found, remember there's friend in Jesus who will wipe your tears away. And if your heart is broken, just lift your hands and say, oh, I know that I can make it. I know that I can stand, no matter what may come my way. My life is in His hands. With Jesus I can take it. With Him I know I stand. That no matter what may come my way, my life is in Your hands. And so I just want to give thanks to God for directing my life, for being there for me, for walking in front of me. And even though through my trials and tribulations, even though going through the fire, He was there to meet me on the other side. And He will always be there for me. And for directing my son's lives too. And all I'm asking today is for prayers for everybody that is in the way of Hurricane Maria. I know you already prayed for Pastor Rebecca, Pastor Anthony, but not only for Puerto Rico, but, you know, there was another couple of islands that, I mean, they all the roofs flew off the housetop, so, and there's no connections with them. I think it was called Dominica, I think. So everything was, I mean, they haven't had contact with them. So just prayers for those people that are going through rough time right now, regardless whether it's a hurricane or money problem or they can't find a car, or just pray for everyone to have peace, because peace with God is what we're looking for. Thank you so much.
Amen. To God be glory. We're going to lift that up before the Lord. The word declares many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord will deliver us out of them all. Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, even as we, Father God, see sometimes the natural occurrences of the weather and things happening in the supernatural, Lord, we thank you in the name of Jesus for your protection. God, you are the protector, and we believe by faith right now that the lives and the properties of so many who are impacted by these hurricanes and strong storms, Lord, in the name of Jesus, your protection will prevail. Put a hedge, put a shelter. Father God, protect the families and the children and businesses and everything. And from the smallest problems to the largest, as she stated, God, we believe by faith right now that all things work together for the good of those that love you or called according to your purpose. We pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you will allow anything to be on the people, hallelujah, more than what they can bear. So, God, financially, emotionally, spiritually, physically, whatever they stand in the need of, you said, my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus. Your word declares, seek first kingdom and everything else will be added unto you. So we're praying for the believer and the non-believer alike. Protect the lives, Lord. You said pray for souls. You said pray for those who don't yet know you. So we pray even for Maria's son. We pray for her personal desires, her personal finances, her son meeting all of his needs in the name of Jesus. Watch over this family, God, as only you can. Those in the country of Puerto Rico, the Caribbean islands, those impacted in any way, Lord, hallelujah, make a way where there seems to be no way. And we thank you for your protection. We give you praise, hallelujah, for your angels that are watching over so many. So, God, thank you for rebuking the enemy. Thank you for controlling every situation. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Rebecca, Pastor Anthony,
yes.
Thank you so much. And just one more thing. Tomorrow I'm going to the Social Security office, so I know that my prayers and my needs are in God's hands. So, you know, however, and it's His will. So, however, you know, it turns out, it's to Him to God be all the glory. So,
what a
God in His hands.
Amen. It is in His hands, and He said, "Don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will be there." And we believe in by faith that favor is going to follow you, and favor is going to overtake this situation. Father, in the name of Jesus, even as she sleeps tonight and get ready for tomorrow, we thank you for your divine hand being in this situation.
Yes,
we thank you in the name of Jesus for your influence. We thank you that you would impact this situation as only you can. Now watch over her mind. Watch over her thoughts in the name of Jesus. Let her know that all is well. I feel the Holy Ghost right there. All is well. Go to bed saying all is well and wake up saying all is well. Because it, like you said, God is in control. God determined the end at the beginning. He knows the outcome before you get to the outcome tomorrow.
Yes.
So God, she's trusting. She's trusting you with all her heart. She's believing that whatever the situation is, that is for her best interest. She has faith, God, in your power and your authority. So, Lord, have your way tomorrow as she go into this situation. We speak grace, favor, and mercy over her. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. And Pastor Rebecca, can you give me your the online giving? Because I don't have it with me, and I wanted to go on there.
It's nccmonline.org. So it's like New Creation Christian. Yes, it's nccmonline.org. Amen.
Okay.
And we thank you in advance for your giving. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. God bless you both. Thank you so much. Thank you for all that you give to us.
Thank you. Amen. To God be the glory. And we will be waiting for that praise report.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
It's coming. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. Love you too.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. Praise God. This is our last call. We're actually running out the door. Area code 919. God bless you.
God bless you, Prophetess. I was calling in tonight for prayer. I just wanted prayer however the Holy Spirit leads you guys, and thank you so much.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Father God, we praise your name. We worship you and we magnify your name. You are worthy, God. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. Lord, we thank you for your love, your mercy, your grace. We thank you for your hand upon Prophetess Michelle's life, oh God, and her son, her children. Oh God, we just thank you for her household, Father God. We ask, Father God, that you continue to meet every need, God. And Father God, that you will continue, Father God, to enlighten her in all areas, oh God, pertaining to everything that you have ordained for her in this earth realm. So Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. Even as I was praying for you, I felt a lightning. There was a lightning of the load. You know, God is getting ready to lighten the load that you're under in certain areas. There's some relief coming. Amen. Yeah. There's a lifting of the burden that's taking place. And even in the area, I don't know if you you are having someone on this line is having chest pains. I don't know who that is. Someone on his line is having chest pains, and God is going to the burden is because of the stress, the burden, the fatigue, and God is saying rest. I hear God saying rest, rest in me. I'm going to carry the burden. God says, cast your burden on me. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. This thing that I've given you, this thing that you're going through, is too much for you and it's too heavy for you. So God says, cast your cares on me. And I know that's for you as well as some other people on the line. What God is saying, there has to be a casting off because you're carrying a heavy burden. So Lord, we come against chest pains. We come against heart disease, or high blood pressure right now in the name of Jesus. I speak healing over every life, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I speak healing over backaches, oh God, fatigue, oh God, and insomnia, my God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for a total breakthrough in every area. Prophet Michelle, even as this new, God's giving you new, I hear God say, I'm giving you new territory. New territory.
even with this new territory that God is giving you. The enemy is going to come to try to speak to you to get you to fear, to get you to be afraid and intimidated. I see a spirit of intimidation that's been sent out from the enemy's camp, and we bind up that spirit of intimidation in the name of Jesus. And we declare, Father God, that she shall be courageous and very bold, even as she moves forward to do all that you have called to do. Lord, I speak over her relationships, oh God, and I put a hedge around her, oh God. Keep the wrong people away from her and let only the right people come into contact with her. God's doing a new thing in your romantic relationships. I don't know if you're involved with somebody right now or what's going on in that area, but I see God doing a shifting in that area, amen, where there has been much disappointment in the past. God's getting ready to bring some joy to you in that area. Hallelujah, because after all, she is a wife. She is a wife, says the Lord. So, Lord, we just thank you for what you're doing in her life pertaining to her relationships. Oh, God, continue to have your way. Continue to bless her and keep her in her studies. Lord, we thank you, Father God, for continuing to open up her mind, even as Prophet Michelle goes forward with her studies, oh, God. So, Lord, we just thank you. We praise you for this woman of God and all that you said about her and all that you're doing in her life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Well, God bless you, prophetess, and I will be seeing you as you reopen your ministry prayer line on October the 2nd, I believe. Make sure you come back and let us know more about that next week. But we thank God for you, and we're just excited about everything that he's doing in your life.
Amen. Thank you guys for praying for me so much. God bless you both.
Amen. God bless you. You're welcome. Amen. Well, I see my mother on the line. Mommy, we've already prayed for you. We thank God that you have your lights on and everything is going well. We thank God for all of you who are here. We're going to have to close the prayer line at this point because we do have to be somewhere by 9. So we thank God for each and every one of you, for all who want to sow. And we thank God for Sister Maria asking for the link tonight. And for those of you who also want to sow tonight, we ask that you do so. We ask that you do. We do need partners in ministry. We need financial partners who will sow on a regular basis. And we thank God for those who do. There are those on this prayer line. I'm not going to call any names, but there are those on the prayer line who are sowing on a weekly basis, and we say thank you. Those who are sowing on a bi-weekly basis, and we say thank you. Amen. For those of you who sow, who have ever sown, we say thank you. And those who will sow tonight, we say thank you. Please go over to our website, nccmonline.org, and sow your seed tonight. We believe that this is a supernatural breakthrough seed, but even more than that, it's a seed that's going to bless the ministry and please God's heart. So we thank God for each and every one of you. Visit us at the church on 1482 Maple Avenue in Hillside, New Jersey, 12:30 on this upcoming Sunday. God is going to move. I believe that I'm going to we're going to just let the Lord have his way. Amen. So God bless you. Stay safe. We love you. Sister Rita, we've already prayed for you. We're praying for you. We love you guys. Go in peace and serve our God. Amen. Praise God.
Favor.